This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Well, yesterday on Cross Hope, we began the 8th message in our series from the Old Testament book of Jeremiah. We're in the 14th chapter, and I want to begin today's program by reading some of those verses from Jeremiah 14, 7 through 12. It goes like this: "Although our sins testify against us, O Lord, do something for the sake of your name. For our backsliding is great. Our backsliding is great, and we have sinned against you." This is what the Lord says about his people. They greatly love to wander. They don't restrain their feet. So the Lord does not accept them. He will now remember their wickedness and punish them for their sins. Then the Lord said to me, "Do not pray for the well-being of this people." Isn't that amazing? God telling Jeremiah, don't even pray for these people. "Although they fast, I will not listen to their cry. And though they offer burnt offerings and grain offerings, I will not accept them. Instead, I will destroy them with the sword, with famine, and with plague." What a passage. Let's continue this message today. Years ago, I read about a 13-year-old girl who made some choices that unfortunately led to the death of someone else. It literally meant someone died. And so there was a court trial, and the judge shocked everybody by saying, even though this young lady is only 13 years old, she has to realize that there are consequences to what she did. And she's going to have to face some consequences. A life is lost because of what she did. And the parents filed suit against the court or against the state, saying, you know, she shouldn't be held responsible for what she did. And the judge said, no, at 13 years of age, you know, there is some responsibility to be borne by the person who committed this act. Because, you see, conduct has consequences. I want to share something with you right at the beginning. This is the strongest passage that we've read so far in this book of Jeremiah. Somebody at the very beginning said, when are you going to get to the heavy-duty stuff? Today. Today. They were familiar with the book of Jeremiah, and they knew that some of the strongest language in the Bible, Old Testament or New Testament, is in this book of the Bible where God pronounces judgment on his people. So strongly, he tells the prophet, don't even pray for them anymore. Can you imagine the Lord telling somebody about you and say, don't even pray for him anymore? And I want to deal with that right at the beginning because that's such a frightening thought. Was God being mean? No. Was he being cantankerous, like we would use that expression? Was he just being hard to get along with? Did he have a bad day and that's why God said it? No, God's people, get this, had wandered away from him spiritually. They had committed spiritual adultery one too many times, and the Lord says, I'm done. I'm done with them. I want to ask you this. Do you think the United States of America will ever reach a point where he says, I'm done? I'm scared. I am literally frightened to think that point, but I'm beginning to wonder if God did that with his own people called the Israelites, who he brought out of Egypt, delivered in the wilderness, protected them with one miracle after another, and then tells Jeremiah, don't even pray for them because they've wandered a little too much away from me. What does that say prophetically about God's relationship with the United States of America? That's pretty strong. Well, I think you'd have to agree this is a strong passage from the book of Jeremiah, the 14th chapter, where God expresses his judgment and wrath upon his own people. And tells Jeremiah, don't even pray for them. They've gone too far in their abandoning their faith in me. We'll continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.